Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Friday. As we get ready for the weekend, you know, a really cool thing is happening in our city this weekend. And to talk more about that, we bring in former Titan, Michael Orr, who is on the line with us. Michael, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good to talk to you. I know you have to be very excited about the 5K that'll be happening tomorrow. Run Towards the Future 5K. It benefits your foundation, the Orr Foundation, starting at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning at Edwin Water Park here in Nashville. Going to be a really cool event.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah, it's Running Towards the Future. And what we're focusing in on is education. You know, I believe, you know, you need something tangible that you, as a young person, especially when you're growing up in environments that, you know, don't typically have, you know, that source of a background. So, you know, for me, my idea was, you know, me being an athlete, you know, giving those the opportunity who aren't athletes or entertainers to, you know, provide mentorship, education, and community to them, you know, so they can make way to have a better future. So, you know, I think it's a cool thing we're doing. And, you know, it's also, you know, I had to prepare for it to help me try to, you know, I want to get back into, you know, decent shape. So to sign off on something running past 10 yards, me being an offensive lineman, was hard to do. But it's for a great cause, and, you know, we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's certainly going to be cool. Did you just feel like throughout your career that, you know, whenever your playing days were done, that this was something you wanted to focus on? You wanted to focus on giving back?
Yeah, it is. It is. You know, like it's, you know, I sat around and I, you know, thought about it, and, you know, a lot of people somewhat know what my story is, but, you know, for me, I wanted to leave a legacy where I thought was important for me. And, you know, for me, that legacy is, you know, giving back to the generations that's coming behind me, to give them the opportunity to let them know that, you know, you can be anything that you want to be. You can be something, you know, greater than, for me, you know, it was an athlete, but I didn't want that to be my legacy, because I know being an athlete, NFL, that wasn't my first choice. My first choice when I started this journey off, I had to go to school on my own, and I had to, you know, do the right thing on a consistent basis. And, you know, I started playing football, basketball, and all that stuff in the eighth grade. But early on, when I started this journey, third, fourth grade, going to school on my own, you know, that was a few years when I didn't have to go to school. Nobody was forcing me. And, you know, I made that decision at, you know, 10, 11 years old, crazy as that might sound, that hey, I wanted to go to school. I wanted to, you know, sit in class. I wanted to be something different, and just so happened to be an athlete. And, you know, that's what I want young people to understand. You know, most people, they see me and they say, wow, he just came out of nowhere, an athlete. No, it didn't start that way for me. It was education first, and, you know, just doing the right thing and wanting to be something different and not be a statistic was my mindset when I started this thing. So that's what I want to, you know, place in the idea in this youth. And like I said, the generations that are coming up behind me, I want to place those things in their minds, so, you know, they can, you know, have a chance and, you know, have a great run toward the future.
We're talking to former NFL player Michael Orr here on the Chase and Big Joe Show. Michael, a lot of guys aren't transparent in their personal lives and everything. You got a great story. I got to imagine, Michael, you've heard from so many people in the last 8, 10, 12 years who were inspired by your story. I got to think it's almost every day, isn't it?
You know, that's it's a motivating thing. It's something that, you know, every day. Yeah, you're right. It's crazy that you say that. Someone just stopped me in Publix yesterday and said that, hey, I went to Ole Miss because of you. You know, from a disadvantaged background, socioeconomically challenged. And, you know, to know that, you know, that your story lives on and that you're continuing motivating. You know, I was just at the ballpark, the baseball fields, and I'm on the gate getting ready to watch my son play, and your kid comes up and asks, "Hey, aren't you Michael Orr? I want to do this. You motivate me to do that." And I'm like, "Wow, you're 10 years old, and you don't know anything about me." But that's the beauty of the story, and just hard work and the dedication that I put in, and just to see it that it's giving other people hope that don't necessarily, like I said, have those ideas. That's the thing that I want to do, is continue to spark those ideas, to have young people know that it is possible, but not, you can do anything. I was fortunate enough to be a pretty good athlete, so I was afforded to go to a good private school and have things afforded to me, but not everybody's going to be my size, move the way that I could move. So my thing is giving everyone an opportunity.
I love it. Michael, on our show, Chase asks all the really good and important questions. I ask all the dumb ones. Here's a dumb one for you. Have you watched the movie?
I watched the movie one time. Yeah, I watched the movie one time. A couple weeks after it came out, I watched it and checked it out. And, it's a really inspiring story. It's great for, motivating someone and showing someone that, hey, you can pop, you can do something with help as well. So that's the thing, too. It inspires so many people to give back and to reach into others' lives. But for me, a lot of people know my story. A lot of people out there is not going to be an athlete. So, for them, for that, that story is great. But I want to open doors for everyone. It's the key for me.
Yeah, absolutely. I just, we talk to so many people who, singers who don't listen to their songs, actors who don't watch anything they've ever been. I was just curious because, that was your life story being played out on the screen. And I didn't know if that was like, I don't want to watch it because I lived it, or I've watched it 1,000 times. I was just interested to know, your takeaway.
You're hitting it on the head with that. A lot of people, they might think, hey, he doesn't like, you've been, think I'm upset about certain things. Well, when you spend your childhood struggling on a daily basis, and you've lived such a tough life, and you spend so many years running away from it, trying to, get away from those things, and then, having it told and in your face, and, it brings up, those memories you try to get away from. But, what I've came to understand, those tough memories, that past, that shapes you into who you are now. And, making those days there create happier times now. So, those are the things. You make sacrifices, and you have to start to understand that you go through things so others won't have to go through those tough things. It's kind of like being a coach or playing. Coaching my son now. He's fifth, sixth grade football, and you go through those. You have those bad plays on the field, or you struggled, and you're teaching them the technique where this is for you, so you won't have to struggle, so you can go dominate. Or those young people in life, hey, don't do this. Go to school or study here, so you won't have to go. So you can pass that test or get through those tough life skills, and making it easier for everyone else. So those are the goals in life and in sports. When you're trying to give back and reach the young people, you go through things. So it's just like a parent, man. You go through those things so your kids won't have to.
We're talking to Michael Orr. Run Towards the Future 5K race benefiting the Orr Foundation. It's tomorrow at Edwin Warner Park here in Nashville. So, Michael, you talk about your son. You said he's fifth and sixth grade football. He's in there now?
Yeah, he's playing offensive line, defensive line, and coaching them. And, it's a fun thing. Football is such a great sport. And I recommend, if you don't play any kind of team sport, I recommend it for everyone, because, it's another one of those life lessons. It gives you so much,
man, it makes life easier. And I just enjoy doing it and giving back. And obviously I played a little bit of football and I love technique and fundamentals, man. And, you know, it just, it's a beauty of a game.
Does that allow, you know, so many former players, you know, they miss it and they try and find that, you know, something to replace that. Is coaching your son and helping your son, you know, with his playing, is that what that is for you in some ways?
Man, I'm in the gym right now. I just told somebody, hey, if you gave it your all, you shouldn't miss it. That's the bottom line on it. Now, you know, the thing about coaching is, it's just like anything else. If you're showing someone a technique or on the field or anything, and they go out and they execute that technique that you've showed them, I mean, it definitely gives you that sense of joy, you know, like you're out there, especially this age. I'm fortunate enough to be around a bunch of smart young kids who want to be out there, want to get better, that want to give great effort. So, you know, that's makes your job a lot easier. And, you know, coaching is basically you're a teacher, and you have to be able to teach at, I don't care what level it is. You have to be able to relate to the players, and you have to know their language. You know, you got to watch cartoons. You got to tell them to run through that gap like Sonic the Hedgehog. You know, you have to be able to communicate. You got to, you know, it's a teacher. I think the greatest coaches that I've seen at every level, those guys are teachers, and they know how to explain things. They know how to break it down, and you can't expect, you have to, every day you have to continue to go over the small things. If you're not, you know, that's what sports is. You kind of, people get bored, and, you know, if you're not going over the same thing every day, the same thing, you know, it's already hard enough. And I think, you know, people get away with that and they try to reinvent the wheel. But, you know, that's what teaching is, you know, cramming it in there, jamming it in, and making sure those players got it. So I know I went all over the place, but yeah, that's, you know, you get excited talking about football now.
Yeah, Mike, I want to ask you, you're one of the few players who have won a Super Bowl and lost a Super Bowl. And I got to think the greater lesson was in losing that Super Bowl. Would I be correct in that?
The greatest lesson was losing that Super Bowl?
Yes.
Oh, man. You know, it's kind of like when I'm talking to people about teams and sports. And the only thing, the one thing that everybody says after you've lost that last game was, man, that season went by fast. But you never hear it after you won the championship.
Right.
You know, so, you know, most definitely you start to think about what you should have done or what you could have done differently. But it's, you know, football is such a great game, and losing a Super Bowl, man, it's definitely heartbreaking. And you try to go back and, you know, like I said, try to fix things, but you can't get it back, and you try to move on and correct those things. And that's why, you know, when I was playing, I went to two Super Bowls. You try to get everybody there because it's such a hard game. You got so many guys that has to come together on one play at a time and win and execute that. And it's a hard lesson losing those, but it definitely, you know, gives you, you know, hope. I mean, you know, just, you know, something to, you know, go back and try to fix. But yeah, losing those, man, it is tough. I don't even want to think about it now. So
one more question for you, for me, Michael. You played for Ed Orgeron at Ole Miss. Did you ever really understand what he was saying?
Man, Coach O now, he's a that's pretty funny. Coach O, man, he's a guy. Now, if he tells you, you know, you're physical, you're one of his guys, you better believe him. He was the toughest guy, toughest coach that I ever been around. You know, it is hard to understand him, but the only thing you need to know is how to be physical around him. That's it.
Michael Orr is with us. Michael, thanks so much for doing this today. I hope everything goes well with Run Towards the Future, your 5K tomorrow, benefiting your foundation at Edwin Warner Park. But really good to catch up with you, and I'm glad everything's going well.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me. Anything that I can do, let me know. Yeah, 8 o'clock, Edwin Warner Park. Come out and support if you can. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks, Michael.
All right, thank you, guys.
Michael Orr, of course, played for the Titans and had a nice NFL career, Ole Miss as well, joining us here on the program.